Hello, this is A Voice in the Darkness, and I'm your host, Gwendolyn Forte. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Whether you're at home or at work, possibly in your car, maybe outdoors or at the gym working out, maybe you're in a hospital room, wherever you are, I am so glad that you are tuning in on today. The purpose of A Voice in the Darkness podcast is to encourage, to uplift, and to enlighten. So many people today are walking through challenging times and difficult transitions. And I know that if this is you, I want to encourage you today not to give up and not to give in. Things can get overwhelming right when you're at that place of a breakthrough and right when you're about to apprehend some great promises. I know for myself, I've walked through several transitions and some tough times, and during those times, God sent individuals to speak encouraging words to me, and I'm telling you, it literally changed my direction, changed my heart posture, and I was able to say, you know what, I'm going to keep going, I'm going to move on, and I'm going to make it, and that's what I'm here for today, to encourage you not to give up, not to give in, not to throw in the towel. You got this. You are an overcomer. I'm telling you, you are going to succeed, and your greatest days are ahead of you. Your greatest days are ahead of you. So thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. And if you're new, I'm going to ask you to subscribe. Thank you for tuning in on today. And if you're a regular listener, I also thank you as well. Today, I am really like it's part four because I've been talking about preparation. So I was talking first about preparing for your next and then preparing your spirit, preparing your soul. And today's episode is entitled Prepare Your Body. Prepare Your Body. I honestly feel God is speaking to each and every one of us to begin to shift and to begin to get in alignment, to prepare for what He has in store for each and every one of us. And I'm excited about that today. I'm super excited because I'm not podcasting from my normal place of home. I am actually in Virginia Beach, Virginia. My husband is graduating with his doctoral degree on tomorrow. So I'm super excited about that. We get to celebrate him and cheer him on because this is such a great accomplishment for him. And we're here just rejoicing and excited. And let me tell you, he had to prepare for this. This was years of hard work and really just shifting his mindset to prepare for what God has for him in this next phase of life. So I want to encourage you today, if you're joining me, to download to check me out on Spotify, Amazon, Audible, iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, YouTube, or CastBox. Would love for you to subscribe, rate, share, comment, just like it. I would just be so blessed if you were sharing this podcast with others who can be blessed as well. And so today I'm going to dive right on in to this week's episode called Prepare Your Body. Prepare Your Body. Okay, so we're talking about preparation, and I gave this definition, and I want to go over it again for those of you who are tuning in for the first time. Prepare is to make or to make ready for use or consideration. To make something ready for use or consideration. Some synonym phrases for prepare is to do the necessary, to do the necessary, to get everything set, or to lay the groundwork. So this is so important for us today, that God is saying to us that we have to make things ready for use or consideration. It is time to do the necessary, to get everything set, to lay the groundwork. And so we saw this because He's preparing us for this next phase in life. We are all embarking upon another season, upon some great things. Some promises are about to be fulfilled, and He's getting us in order, okay? And so we were talking first about just this whole
concept of preparation and then preparing our spirit, our hearts, right? That we are aligned properly, and then preparing our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. So we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. And so this week I want to talk about the body because it's so important. Listen to me, that with everything we're talking about our spirits being aligned, about our emotions and our minds and our thoughts being in line with what God is saying to us. I'm telling you, if your body is out of whack, I don't care what you are saying. I don't care what you really, really want to do. If you don't start obeying and praying and shifting your lifestyle, which concerns your body, a lot of things will not come into focus. It will not come into play because your body is a part of what God is about to do. He needs your body. He needs my body. Our bodies are a necessity in this hour. And I want to take you to a scripture really fast. And it's 3 John 2. And I'm going to read it in a couple of passages. This is New International Version. It says, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well." So here it is. It's talking about your body and it's talking about your soul. And then this is the New Living Translation. It says, "Dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit." That's the New Living Translation. Let me read you the English Standard Version. It says, "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul." So hear me. It is very important that not only are we healthy in our soul and in our spirit, but that body is like, it correlates with it. When you're in sync in your spirit, when your spirit is strong, when your soul is strong, then guess what? It's going to naturally start to shift to cause you to make different choices for your body, because we need a healthy body to help us carry out the will of God, your dreams, your goals, your plans. You can't do it if you're sick. You can't fulfill any vision and plan if you're tired, if you're weary, if you're not in good shape. This is just basic 101 for us today. And these things are going to be very vital for us to understand that if God has been speaking to you to do some things, it's going to be very important that you do it, okay? It's going to be very important that you do it, because I really believe some great things are in store for each and every one of you that are listening on today. I want to take you to another scripture. This is Paul talking to the Corinthian church, and I'm going to read it in a couple of translations, okay? It's 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. And listen, this is in the NIV. It says, "No, I strike a blow to my body and I make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." This is Paul talking to the Corinthian church. He also says it here again in the New Living Translation. He says, "I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified." Listen to the English Standard Version. It says, "But I discipline my body. I keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." Hear me. It is going to be important that we train our bodies and get our bodies into shape and get our bodies to be healthy and begin to align in this hour so that you can do what he's called you to do. Maybe I said before, you're called to build a university, start a business, travel the world. Maybe you're called to go on a different, one of the seven mountains, whether it's the governmental arts and entertainment. You are called to do some great things, but you cannot do it if you are sickly, if you are in the hospital, if you're laying home weak and tired. You need to be able to be in good health. And so I want to encourage you today, after I give you this one last scripture, I want to give you some points that is going to be key for us and imperative. I want you to go with me to Daniel chapter 1. And I want to read this to you because it's very, very encouraging. This is Daniel chapter 1, and I'm going to start at verse 11. And this is in the New Living Translation. As you know, Daniel was in captivity. Daniel and three other Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And listen to this amazing story, because they were brought in the king's chamber, in the king's group of men, and he picked certain men that of caliber. He was looking for the best. He was looking for the best, and Daniel and his three Hebrew friends were picked. But listen to this: they were wanting them all to eat certain foods, and it was not the type of food that Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego would eat. So I'm going to start at verse 11, because I'm paraphrasing everything that now they wanted them to eat this certain food. And here goes verse 11 in chapter 1, Daniel. Daniel spoke with the attendant who had been appointed by the chief of staff to look after Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. "Please test us for 10 days on a diet of vegetables and water," Daniel said. "At the end of the 10 days, see how we look compared to the other young men who are eating the king's food. Then make your decision in light of what you see." The attendant agreed to Daniel's suggestion and tested them for 10 days. Listen to this. At the end of 10 days, Daniel and his three friends looked healthier and better nourished than the young men who had been eating the food assigned by the king. Verse 16. So after that, the attendant fed them only vegetables instead of the food and wine provided for the others. Look at this. So I want you to hear me today. This is in the word. Daniel and his three friends ate vegetables, okay? And they drank water, and they were healthier, and they were stronger, and they looked better. Because listen, they were taking care of their bodies. Because listen, better than what people are doing today. They refused to drink wine and any other beverage that the king was trying to give them. And as a result, they were better nourished and they were stronger and they looked better. What am I saying to us today? It's not just enough to work on your mind. It's not just enough to work on your spirit, but it's going to be very important in this next phase that you are about to enter, because it may take a lot of strength. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take hard work. And when you are in this phase, you don't want to be disqualified because your body now cannot handle it. Okay. So I want to give us some things that's going to be important for you. I want to give you some things. Number one, you're going to need to eat healthy. Okay. Maybe some of you who are listening to me right now, you're already shifting. And I can speak personally. There's a lot of things that I've shifted in my diet. And then there's some things I haven't shifted. And I know that at the age that I am today, I cannot continue to eat certain foods. So what do you need to give up? Think about this. You will need to eat healthy. You need to give up all of the constant, maybe it's an overload of sugar. It's not saying that you can't have sugar. You just don't want it in excess where your body is just intaking sugar. There are some healthier foods that you can eat that will cause your body to thrive. That's number one. We're going to have to eat healthy. Number two, you need to drink water. You need to drink more water. Okay. Some alkaline water. Why am I saying this? I'm speaking from experience. I'm not this big lover of the taste of water, though I need water and I drink water. I understand that when I don't drink enough water, my body suffers because of it. So I myself now have to up my intake of water. Why? You need water to flush out your system. Your water intake is necessary. So that is number two. You need to drink more water, good alkaline water. Maybe put some lemon in your water. Get things to make your water taste better if you don't like the taste of it. Because why? You need it. Okay. These are some things that are imperative in this preparation season. As you're preparing for your next, your body needs to be strong. Number three, exercise. I'm not saying today that you need to join a gym or a health club, though I actually am a part of one, and I found one that's very inexpensive, okay? So my husband and I, we're way up in our 50s, and so guess what? We know we love to walk, so we get up in the mornings and we walk together, and we walk a couple of miles together. Maybe you can't walk a couple of miles. Maybe you could just walk around your block. That's great. Maybe you have a treadmill. Maybe you could jog in place at home. I'm telling you, do something. Get up and get into motion. Exercise. Whether you can grab an exercise tape and work at home, get on YouTube and download an app. Guess what? There's so many creative ways that you can exercise in the comfort of your own home, walk around your block, walk stationary, you know, jumping jacks. I'll get your cardio up. Just make sure that you are getting some good exercise, okay? Number four. Now, this one I can't emphasize enough, but sleep. At a certain age now, you need enough sleep. When you were younger, you probably stay up all night. And even now, some of you could be all-nighters. Okay, great. If you're all-nighter, then you better make sure you're getting a minimum, you know, 7 to 8 hours. Come on. Some people may need more than that, but you can't make it off of 2 and 3 hours, okay? You may have been doing that before, but in this next season, you're going to need some good sleep because your body has to replenish itself. Sleep and rest is good because during the night, you're being replenished. Your body is being replenished, your soul, your spirit. It is so good to get rest, to sleep, okay? So that's number four. And number five, some of us need to take supplements. In our diet today, sometimes you're not getting all the nutrients in the food that we're eating. And if you're not eating a lot of alive food, vegetables and fruits and grain, sometimes you're not going to get it with a lot of just food that is just not good, junk food, okay? You want to make sure that you're eating some good foods and that you're taking some supplements, and not any supplements. You may want to look and research which are the best supplements and add some of these things. I know as I got older and I needed more magnesium in my diet, I take vitamin D. What do you need to take? Take some supplements. Why am I saying this? Because as we're preparing for this next phase in our lives, our bodies need to be strong. You need to be strong. So what am I saying today? You're going to have to make ready for use and consideration. That's preparation. You're going to have to do what's necessary. You're going to have to get your body set. You're going to have to lay the groundwork for what God is about to do, for the things that you are called to do, for the vision and the dreams that you have in your heart to accomplish. Your body has to be in shape, okay? So he says in 3 John 2, brethren, I want you to be in good health and prosper in your body, even as your soul prospers. And Daniel made a decision that he was going to drink water, eat the fruits and vegetables, and not live off the king's delicacies, right? And Paul said to the Corinthian church, I'm going to get my body into subjection. So we have to exercise our bodies. We have to make sure that we're not letting our bodies rule and eat junk and do what it wants to do and sleep and lay down and be lazy, but we need to exercise. So I'm going to give these last things again that we need to do that is very imperative for us in this season. Number one, you need to eat healthy, okay? Number two, drink more water. Number three, exercise. Number four, sleep, okay? Get some 7 to 8 hours minimum. And number five, some good supplements, okay? Good supplements. And this is going to be important for what God is saying to us in this hour. So thank you, thank you, thank you for those who tuned in today to this week's episode. Prepare your soul, okay? Prepare your mind, prepare your spirit. But today, prepare your body. Get your body in order. Get your body in order. So thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. And I so appreciate each and every one of you. Check me out on Spotify, Amazon, Audible, iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, or YouTube. And I would love for you to please rate, comment, share, and like. You can actually write a comment and rate it on Apple. And if you do that, that'll be such a blessing. So until next time, I'm Gwendolyn Forte with A Voice in the Darkness, signing off.